Speaking of fishing, I went to a, like, I was a celebrity with the, and you get paired with a fisherman. And you have a big weigh-in, you weigh all your fish. And I'm looking at this guy, I'm out on the boat all day with him. We caught zero fish. So they're like, all these people are crowded in this area. And they're like, come on up for the weigh-in, bring your fish. And I walk up with it. I'm like looking at the guy. I go, do we have to go up there? And I go, we got no fish. And I walk. It was so embarrassing.
So he was a professional.
Professional. All these fancy lures and everything. He's like, I think they're going to start biting, blah, blah, blah. Zero. Not a bite, not a nibble, nothing. Went out to the weigh and no fish.
Should have just jumped on the scale.
Yeah. Yeah, just sat my fat ass on the scale.
You're down. There you go. Awesome. You're down and jump on the scale.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zero fish. There's your way in. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Well, you got to blame the guy. Like, it's
no,
not your
kidding.
Problem.
Isn't he the pro? He was supposed to know where to go in the lake or whatever.
That's got to be embarrassing for him, though. Think about how stupid he must have felt. Like, he's the guy. He's the ringer. He's supposed to be, you know,
probably,
okay, you guys can't get it done. I'll haul in something.
Dude, I would have gone to the other end of the lake so nobody saw and, like, attached a net and start, like, wheeling back to shore to like, snag fish.
Just right. Trolling. I caught a fish once, but I apparently hooked it like it was sleeping on the bottom, and I was dragging my hook along because I caught it in the side of the body and like just dragged it up.
A drive-by.
Yeah, did you make somebody take the fish off the hook?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't. You're that's not so gross.
You're one of those guys?
It was like, I think we were up at like Pronger's Cottage or something.
Right.
Like, I just dragged this thing off the ground
off the bottom of the lake. Hey, listen, you caught them, man. They're all in there to be caught.
Ugh.
Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider in studio. Any fish up by you, Bob, up at the college or what?
Yeah, there's a big, you know, there's a couple of bass derbies every year, and there's lots of people that fish, but I watch people fish. I just sit on my dock, and glass of wine, people out there fishing. I'm like, okay, that doesn't look too exciting, but you know what? I'm going you one step better. I'm watching you.
Yeah, you're right.
Do something not
so your
too
routine
exciting.
Is just biking to town for breakfast, couple errands, and then chill.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll get the pontoon boat. We run out every so often in that little excursion.
You think the amateur fishers have a clue what they're doing?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
just have to.
It's not that hard.
But you know how it's always like a wives' tale. Like, oh, if you go over here at this time of day, like, who's to say that's actually the case?
Fire one out by that lily pad, you'll be in business.
Feathers coming back.
You're like, if you're loud and you're flapping around, like you're not, I could see the guy trying to blame you, going, you were sitting in the boat on the phone, or
oh, I'd blame someone else. If I was a professional, I don't have enough integrity to take it on myself. I'd immediately blame you.
When my son Sean was little and played hockey, his hockey team, there was a lot of outdoorsy dads, and they went ice fishing, so they had a team ice fishing venture, and I'm like, oh God. And it was on Lake Simcoe, and it was the dead of winter. Ugh. And so they're like, yeah, we're gonna meet at the restaurant on the lake at like 5:30 or 6 a.m. I'm like, oh my God.
Hours.
So of course I, being the stupid dad that I was, I say to Sean, well, you gotta eat a little breakfast. I don't feel like any breakfast. No, you gotta have a little something. You're gonna get up there and you're gonna be out on the lake, and who knows if there's any food. Have a little breakfast. I don't really feel like eating this early in the morning. So we still got him something to eat in McDonald's or an Egg McMuffin or whatever, and we're standing in the parking lot getting ready to go out in the lake, and he hurled all over the parking lot. He goes, I told you I didn't want to eat anything. I go, this day's only gonna get better. And then they pulled up. And they got snowmobile. So, like, the huts are, like, pretty far out there. And it's pitch black. And so it's a snowmobile. And the best way I can describe it is a six-foot-high coffin attached. It was a little trailer. But it's only as wide as a snowmobile.
Right.
And they open the back, and there's no windows. And there's just, like, a half a little 2x4 to sit on. And, like, four or five would go in into this thing, and then they closed the door. Now it's pitch black, and now you're getting dragged across the lake. And I was just like, let this end.
Yeah. It's awful too. Like, I've done it myself, and you just sit there and wait. Like, there's nothing going on. At least in the summer, you're boating around.
Now we've offended all the fishermen. But
no, I might as well go everyone the ship. Today.
Yeah,
everyone.
We're just like,
you're on a roll.
People off left and
the
right.
The race car crowd. They are furious.
Bowlers. Yeah, like there's some.
the curlers,
furious with us.
Like people are pissed.
Yeah, they just
but he started it. It all started.
You're just leaving destruction in your wake today?
Oh, man, I'm going to need a security
guard. It all started because Arnold Schwarzenegger got kicked in the back. I saw it, yeah. And then he said, well, bodybuilding's not really a sport. And then I was saying, no, I think it is. You have to have discipline. And then he took it on the chin yesterday, and then he decided to create a bit called Sport or No Sport.
Yes, athlete or no athlete.
Yes.
Paddy's going to come in here and give it to you guys. He's just going to say that's a variation on yes guy, no guy.
Well, basically,
sue for copyright infringement.
He's standing behind the glass. He's going to come and choke us out at some point.
It's shocking it hasn't happened
yet. Or is he on site tonight?
No, yeah, he's down at Scotiabank, so we're good.
Good thing for you.
Yeah, we're home free for if it was a road game and he was coming in for the pregame, we'd be in big trouble.
Anyways, I always say each to their own.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Ice fishing's not for me.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
What about San Jose? Are they in trouble there because of the injuries?
I would think so. I mean, you know, I guess you could call it if there's such a thing as a trap game in the playoffs for the Blues, but they're on home ice. At face value, certainly appear to be healthy, or at least all their best players are in the lineup.
Yeah,
don't know how badly some of them could be injured, but no Carlson, no Hurdle. Pavelski, you know.
Game time
decision. So even if he plays, you know he's not close to 100%. They just haven't been good enough. And St. Louis, and we've talked about this many times on our SportsCenter hits about the Blues, they start so well. Boy, they're a good starting team. I think they've scored the first goal in 18 or 19 games, maybe.
And in the first 5 minutes, you did that stat.
Yeah, and now it's like they've got, of the 19 games they've played, or 18 games they've played, whatever it is, 12 times they've scored the first goal. And every time that first goal is in the first period, and about more than half of those times, it's in the first 5 minutes. Happened again just around the 5 minute
mark. Yeah, last game was 6 minutes, and I was it was close. But it's amazing. That game, last game, could have been so much different. Has Kane hits a post.
Yeah.
10 seconds into the game. And they also missed a net. Like the first 4 or 5 minutes, San Jose was really good. And Carlson turned that puck over, and then it was kind of all downhill.
Kane could maybe be a guy that could step up.
Well, there's a guy.
You need Kane. You need Couture. You need the big boys to deliver here.
You do.
Are we supposed to believe that Patrick Waugh is actually going to be the head coach of the Ottawa Senators?
He certainly got a shot. Pierre Dorion met with him today in Montreal. Multiple sightings of Dorion and Waugh in Montreal. But I think... You know, I think Waugh is a legitimate candidate.
Bobby, before you get on, is that on purpose to meet in public like that?
Because no, I don't think so. Why would you go
to Montreal, though, if you're Dorian? Like, why isn't he in Halifax
when you're with Patrick Waugh? Like,
exactly. I don't think anybody's too worried. Like, it wasn't a secret. You know, well, Bruce Garriott reported on the weekend they're interviewing him, so it doesn't really, like, for what? I mean, you know, we knew DJ Smith went up for an interview there, and Jacques Martin and Mark Crawford and Troy Mann and Nate Lehman and Rick Bonus. I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard one to handicap. But and this is just not based on inside information as much as me just spitballing. I think Waugh is a legitimate candidate. I think DJ Smith's a legitimate candidate. And. You know, I think Crawford is somewhat in the mix, but it's going to be a difficult process when you're interviewing these other guys, and Jacques Martin is another legit candidate. So even the guys I didn't mention are all good coaches, Lehman and Bonus and Troy Mann and Belleville, but I think those other four guys probably have a little more presence or more of a resume or fit a profile.
I'm a little bit surprised it's taken this long. Like in Edmonton, I understand it because Holland just got on the job.
No kidding. Right. There's no excuse in Ottawa.
Right. Like I said, the Memorial Cup's going on right now. The GM isn't there scouting, and the World Hockey Championships are going on, and he's not there either. Like he's in Montreal having lunch with Patrick Waugh.
But I think he just decided. I think the whole thing will probably be over very early next week, if not sooner.
And, you know, there's just been a process where they've interviewed a bunch of guys, and the most recent one was Patrick Waugh. So, but, you know, they don't feel like they're, I don't think they sense there's, it's not like they're in a competitive situation because none of the guys they're interviewing are what I would call candidates in Edmonton, and there's no other jobs available. So they're just going through the process.
Do you think Patrick would, you know, almost look for a role like he had in Colorado?
Well, I'm sure he would, but depends how badly he wants to get back in and what demands that he might make. But, you know, Patrick's always struck me as a guy that, as he did in Colorado, it wasn't, I'm not just a coach, I want to have, you know, Mike Babcock sort of veto power on this or that or whatever, and that's what you get when you get Patrick. And I think Patrick... You guys played the game, you know. Yeah. you guys know what a you know what a presence Patrick is.
Like, yeah,
Patrick fills up a room. When you could just ask Patrick, you know, what time is it, and the answer you get, you're like kind of riveted. Oh, it's Patrick Waugh telling me what time it is. He's got a lot of presence, but that also cuts both ways to the point where sometimes everything ends up being about Patrick because he fills up the room so much. So I don't know, but he's a good hockey man. He's smart, and so we'll see. But
it's an interesting gig, you know, because of the ownership and the turmoil in the last couple of years. But Noodles, you point this out all the time. I mean, there's some good kids there. You know, I think they've really hit good. Rock bottom now, and really it's time good. To move up.
Shabbat and Tkachuk and Colin White and
Brännström. Right. And, like, they've had that Formanton, like Drake Batherson. Like, they've got 7 or 8 kids that look like they can play. Now, again, it's still a process.
Probably a couple of years away.
Exactly. Still, it's like the Leafs were, you know, a while back, where you're like, you got all these kids and you've got a bunch of prospects. Okay, now put it together and go. And then how you surround them too. There's going to be a couple lean years where they grow, I would imagine, but there's some good players there potentially.
Right. As for the Maple Leafs, I mean, it's been pretty quiet. You expecting to hear anything before the draft or?
No, but I'm sure as we get closer to the draft, the Marner thing will heat up, because there is, from the Leafs side of things, there's a desire to know sooner rather than later what's this going to cost. What's the number going to be? Because I don't want to say that they're frozen until then, but a little bit they are.
So you don't think they know what it's going to be yet?
No, not entirely. And they got to get a better sense of that. And then you got to know, you know, that's the path you're going down then. So can we get a deal done? Or is this going to maybe go to July 1? And if it is, do we have to look at our options?
And
everybody knows what look at their options means. They don't want to trade Mitch Marner. But if the thing's going to drag out and go into July, now you've got... And again, I don't want to go crazy with the offer sheet talk. I'm kind of sick of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it might be there. And if it is, then you're allowing an external force, another team, to dictate your economic circumstance. And that's not an ideal scenario. And, I mean, it doesn't need to go to July 1. I mean, if you're the Leafs, you're going to make Mitch Marner an offer, and he's either going to say no or he's going to say yes. And if he says no, then it's probably not one of these. I can't imagine this is going to carry over to the fall, and they don't want that to happen, and like it did with Nylander. And so maybe they do look at their options, but... we'll see. They should be able to get something done, but who knows?
Yeah. Any other teams out there that you expect? Like, who could be the most active team?
Well, you know, people are looking at the Nashville Predators.
Right.
Potentially, you know, they'd like to sign Matt Duchene as a free agent, and I think Matt Duchene would like to sign there. But in they order to do that, they got to clear some money, and so then now brace yourself for more PK Subban trade talk or Kyle Turris trade talk. You know, and they just traded for Turris and extended him, and now he had an abysmal year there.
You have to think that Kenny Holland's got to be pretty active.
You would think so. You know, you keep hearing the Lucic Eriksson stuff, you know, and you wonder if there's legs to that. It might be a problem, especially since Ericsson was reportedly spouted off in Sweden about not getting along with Travis Green. And it sounds like it's probably not a tenable situation there. So, you know, there might be a we'll swap our problem for your problem possibility, I would think. But, you know, there'll be lots of teams. It's going to start heating up here. I always find once the final begins and you've only got two teams playing, that suddenly the other teams start to really drill down. And it's right. just a function of timing, too. I mean, Monday's the 27th of May, so you're less than a month to the draft. And so I would think things will really start to heat up once you get into June.
All right, Bob.
Awesome.
We'll enjoy the game tonight, and we'll do it again later in the week.
And we'll go ice fishing.
It's got to happen. Sounds like you'd be fired up for that.
Yeah. If so, you don't have to eat breakfast.
Yeah, don't eat breakfast before you go out.
Never.
Where do you go to the bathroom?
Sorry about that, Sean. It's a big lake.
Yeah, you'll find a spot. Don't even worry about it. Lake You're in the middle of nowhere, man.
Just go anywhere. Right?
Yeah, I don't think there's any rules out there at that time. Here's Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider.